Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Nightly Calm. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train at night? Thoughts racing, worries swirling, you just can't seem to switch off. Trust me, I get it. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing, demanding our attention, pulling us in a million directions. So tonight, let's talk about the simple yet powerful tool that can help tame that mental storm. Journaling. Now, before you think, ugh, another chore, hear me out. Journaling isn't about writing perfect sentences or crafting literary masterpieces. It's about getting those thoughts and feelings out of your head and onto paper, a safe space where they can breathe and lose their intensity. Think of it as a mental detox, a way to release the emotional clutter that keeps us up at night. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First, journaling isn't about being profound. It's about being honest. Write whatever comes to mind, even if it seems silly, insignificant, or downright messy. Don't censor yourself, this is your space, your safe haven. Remember, the goal isn't to impress anyone but yourself. So write that thought down, even if you think it's stupid. Second, embrace the free flow. Let those words just pour out onto the page without judgment or editing. Don't worry about grammar, punctuation, or making sense. Just get it all out there. It's like a mental pressure valve releasing that pent-up energy can be surprisingly liberating. Imagine trying to hold in a sneeze, eventually, you gotta let it go. Third, focus on your feelings, not just the facts. How did that event make you feel? What emotions were swirling around inside? Dig deep and explore those sensations. Journaling can help you become more aware of your emotional landscape, which is crucial for managing stress and navigating life's ups and downs. Think of it as a way to check in with yourself. How are you really doing beneath the surface? Fourth, find what works for you. There's no right or wrong way to journal. Some people prefer pen and paper, others type on their computers. Some like to write in bullet points, others prefer free-flowing paragraphs. Experiment until you find a format that feels natural and comfortable. It's your journey, make it your own. Lastly, be consistent. Just like any good habit, journaling takes practice. Aim for at least a few minutes each day, even if it's just jotting down a quick thought or feeling. The more you do it, the easier it becomes, and the more you'll reap the benefits. Remember, consistency is key. You know that feeling when you've had a long day, all those thoughts and anxieties swirling around in your head. Now imagine taking those thoughts and pouring them onto paper. It's like lifting a heavy weight off your shoulders, clearing space for calm and clarity. That's the power of journaling. It gives you permission to release, process, and ultimately let go. Think about the time when you were feeling particularly overwhelmed or stressed. Maybe work deadlines were looming, a personal relationship was going through a rough patch, or you were just dealing with the general feeling of too much. Now imagine writing down all those thoughts and feelings, the anxieties, the frustrations, the worries. How do you think it would have felt to get them out on paper? Less chaotic. Lighter somehow. Journaling isn't about fixing problems, it's about understanding them. It's about giving yourself permission to feel your feelings fully without judgment, and then letting them go. And trust me, that feeling of release is invaluable. Remember, you deserve a peaceful mind. Journaling can be your secret weapon in the fight against stress and anxiety. Take those worries, those anxieties, and give them a voice on paper. You might just surprise yourself with what you discover. So go ahead, grab a pen and paper or open up that notes app on your phone and start writing. Your mind will thank you for it. Don't forget to share your thoughts. Tell me in the comments what journaling means to you, or what's one thing you'll try from today's episode. And if this resonated with you, hit that subscribe button and spread the word. Until next time, keep calm and keep those journals flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.